Radio Prague News. Petr Lessi has been appointed to the post of police president. The commercial TV station Z1 is going off the air due to financial problems. And the Czech health minister is meeting with doctors' trade unions in a bid to prevent a mass exodus from state hospitals in March. Interior Minister Radek John on Monday appointed Petr Lessi the country's new police president. The appointment preceded a meeting with Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who said he had not dropped his reservations regarding the selection process of the new police chief, but would not hinder the appointment in the interest of maintaining coalition unity. The new police president was chosen by a special commission at the instigation of the Interior Minister. Some experts have questioned the legality of the procedure. Lessi's predecessor, Oldřich Martinů, was forced to resign under pressure from the interior minister, who accused him of being a puppet of the senior party in government, the Civic Democrats. The commercial TV station Z1 is being closed down due to financial problems, the CTK news agency reported on Monday. Z1 is to go off the air as of midnight tonight. The station, which launched its digital broadcasts in 2008, has focused largely on news, business reports and short documentaries. It has been dogged by financial problems. Its management laid off two-thirds of employees in the autumn of 2009. But despite this and other streamlining measures, the station has been unable to build up an audience and generate profit. Czech Health Minister Leoš Heger is meeting with representatives of doctors' trade unions in a bid to persuade doctors to withdraw their resignations from state hospitals. More than 3,800 physicians have handed in their notice in an attempt to secure salaries up to three times the national average. The resignations are to take effect in March. The health minister said earlier he realized Czech doctors were underpaid, but only promised them higher wages as part of a broader health care reform. Prague Wine Week kicks off at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Prague's Davice district on Monday night. Now in its fourth year, the wine festival involves tasting, special menus and a competition for the annual Prague Wine Trophy. For a full list of the events taking place at various Prague bars, hotels and restaurants, please go to the Prague Wine Week website. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be partly cloudy with scattered snow showers and day temperatures hovering at 0 to minus 4 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.